Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. The Bay County Sheriff's Office is continuing to investigate a theft and vandalism case at a Home Builders Association construction site in Auburn, and authorities are asking for the public's help identifying three people believed to be connected to the incident. According to investigators, the suspects were photographed carrying equipment from the site, and surveillance images also captured a pickup truck leaving the area during the nighttime hours. Deputies say the case involves both stolen property and damage to the construction site. The sheriff's office has not yet released details on what items were taken or the estimated cost of the damage, but officials say the investigation remains active. Local media reports indicate detectives are reviewing evidence and awaiting on additional information from investigators at the scene. Anyone who recognizes the suspect or the vehicle involved is asked to contact the sheriff's office at 989-895-4050. Authorities say even small details could help move the investigation forward. And if you take a look at this news article on thumbnet.net, there are photographs that they are referring to. And Huron County Sheriff's Office is urging residents and visitors to make safety a priority during the holiday weekend, especially when it comes to fireworks and boating activities. Deputies say improper use of fireworks has led to neighborhood disturbances, property damage, and serious injuries in past years, prompting repeated complaints and enforcement calls across the county. Officials are encouraging people to use caution and be respectful of neighbors when celebrating. With nearly 100 miles of shoreline along Lake Huron, the sheriff's office is also reminding boaters and kayakers to closely monitor changing weather and water conditions before heading out. Authorities say cold water temperatures currently ranging from the mid-50s to low 60s can quickly lead to hypothermia even during warm weather. The county's North Shore has become a popular kayaking destination in recent years, but emergency responders have handled numerous rescues, near drowning, and fatalities involving kayakers. Deputies stress the importance of wearing a properly fitted life jacket, understanding personal limits, and knowing the capabilities of a kayak before going offshore. Officials warn that calm conditions near shore can become much rougher further out on the lake. Loaner life jackets remain available in both Port Austin and Caseville through partnerships involving local agencies and businesses. The sheriff's office also recommends kayakers carry a cell phone in a waterproof container and always inform someone of their travel plans before leaving shore. The sheriff's office says Marine Patrol deputies will continue enforcing boating and safety laws throughout the holiday weekend. When we come back from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care, all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, in the state of Michigan, drivers hitting the road for Memorial Day weekend should see fewer construction slowdowns across Michigan. The Michigan Department of Transportation says lane restrictions will be temporarily lifted on 100 road projects statewide beginning this afternoon through early Tuesday morning to ease holiday traffic. It is estimated more than 1.3 million Michigan residents will travel at least 50 miles during the holiday weekend, making it one of the busiest Memorial Day travel periods on record. MDOT officials say some construction zones will still remain active, including equipment and shoulder closures, and they're reminding motorists to slow down and stay alert in work areas. State Transportation Director Bradley Weiferick says crews have reduced as many restrictions as possible while continuing critical summer road work projects. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.